developed, created, and owned by James Proartistry Productions.
Hello, Perceptive Readers. This is James Lynch. And what space vessel are we traveling on today? Well, it will be the Eagle One. And what are we going to talk about? Well, you know, Jesus, when he was leaving for heaven, he actually gave a command to the people who would follow him. And he told them to go and preach and teach to others. And then he gave them the encouragement that, look, I'm with you until the end of this system of things, or a way of doing, or even a way of governing, because he already showed his level 5 leadership. Yes. And that leadership, what was the predominant way of functioning once you actually got to level 5? It was functioning on or based on love. It was also a way of having people wanting to, you know, either work with you or for you or, you know, join with you, because totally they were doing it because they felt compelled and moved that they wanted to do it, that they were compelled and moved by love. It was in response to your love. And so the level 5 leadership, which we have talked about, actually is based on really persuading people in such a way that, yes, they actually do align or join themselves with you because of the very elevated high treatment of respect and dignity that you give them. Now, granted, you know, I know workplaces just have their own policies and things today. However, when you have the individual supervisors and managers and people who reaching out for those type of positions, you know, they try to show themselves to still be reasonable, even though they will have the authority, of course, to actually make you do something anyway, you know, according to the company policy to get the job done. But, you know, it's elevated all the same to want to develop all those type of teaching skills and develop other skills on just how to treat people with a high level of dignity, you see. Now, with that being said, let me talk about New Year's resolutions. You know, I always mention that in the top 5, you normally have people who will say, you know, they want to get in better health or shape or something of that nature. That's normally in the top 5, or to maintain it. The other part on a spiritual note, though, is sometimes people actually decide that they want to read the whole Bible, And they normally look for schedules, because you can find a lot of schedules on how to read the Bible even within a year, you see. And, you know, it's just an encouragement that if a person actually thinking about getting in that water one day, you know, baptism, you see, that it would be good, you see, very proactive to actually read that whole letter, see, letter, God's word to us, to the human race, you know, to actually read it so that you will already have seen, as some people would say, what is the Father saying to me? You know, and let me tell you what you will find out. It'll be a lot the first time you read it through that you just wouldn't understand. And yet you will find if you take up that schedule of reading, you know, on a yearly basis, next thing you know, after, you know, a few years go by, then some of these items are turned into what the scriptures also call as reminders. So it could be some deeper subjects, even of God's word, prophecy, etc., that still, when you read through those and you do your research, additional reading, that stuff will be recalled back to your mind, or what it actually means. Just imagine this. Imagine going to the book of Revelation and even reading that, and then reading it enough times and studying every verse that is mentioned in there, that literally you could go through verse by verse and remember what all that symbolic language meant, and then even know when it was literal that it was making these statements. Because, you know, sometimes Revelation, the biggest confusion for, I would say, most people when they first read that book is telling the difference between whether something is figurative, literal, or symbolic. And yet, guess what? You read that letter enough times and you do your research, ask questions even, you know, guess what? Every verse you go to, you'll end up realizing, oh no, this was symbolic and it was referencing maybe this time period. Like even during the arrangement of the temple, you see, back in the day, you see, 1300 BCE, you know, before Common Era or before Christ, because, you know, you see a lot of the temple represented when they even built, you know, King Solomon's, you see, kingdom, God's temple, you see, his place of worship. Everything that was inside of that kingdom, even in the courtyards and everything, did you know it actually represents another aspect or even location in heaven, see, in the spirit realm that we can't see right now? So that's just something I thought I'd give you to think about as maybe one of your goals, you see, for the new year, even starting now, if you're on vacation, enjoying your time with your family, pick a book that you might want to read. If you can't read the whole Bible all the way through, pick a letter. Pick a letter that you said, look, I'm going to get this letter read. I'm going to get this book, like maybe starting with the book of Matthew. Okay, well, have a very wonderful day, perceptive readers. Take care. Thanks for traveling on this spaceship, the Eagle One.